Ma'adim l'simcha, with the Arba Minim, a lot of attention is paid to the etrog to make sure that it's very beautiful and that it has as few blemishes as possible and that the pitom is intact, etc., etc. We pay a lot of attention to the lulav as well to make sure that the tiomet, the top leaf, isn't split in any way or as little as possible. Also the hadasim, we spend a lot of time thinking about them being mishulashim and exactly how the leaves are growing, etc., etc. We tend not to pay too much attention to the lowly arava. However, it often happens when it comes to the hoshanot and you see people walking around the shul with the arba minim, you see, oh, a person's got a beautiful etrog and they've got perhaps a lovely grand lulav, but the hoshanot look like they've already been beaten on the floor on hoshana rabba, and it's only the first or the second day of Sukkot. So it's worth just considering some of the halachot to do with the aravot. Want to start off with the question of arava yevesha, a dried arava, which the Mishnah says is going to be pasul. And there are two considerations as far as that's concerned. The first question is, what's the definition of being dried up? The Mishnah Brura in the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Taf Resh Mem Zayin says that it's Shekalei HaYirakut LeGamrei, that the green has totally disappeared. It's totally gone white. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the fact that it might be a bit crumbly, if you were to press it, that's not regarded as being Arava Yevesha, because that happens all the time with Aravot. They dry out to that degree very, very quickly, and that's fairly normal for an Arava. Nevertheless, there is, of course, Hidur Mitzvah to try and make sure that you've got nice, fresh-looking aravot, and indeed some of the Achronim say that there's a hidur to try and get new aravot every day. I guess if you keep your aravot well, you don't necessarily need new ones every day, but perhaps every 2 or 3 days it's good to replace them. And certainly when you do replace them, you say, oh, you've got nice, fresh aravot, it really does look like hidur mitzvah. The question is, how many of the leaves need to be dried up to be a problem? If you've just got one or two leaves which are dried up and shriveled, even if they're totally white and crumbling, doesn't matter. It's if most of the leaves are dried up, and Mishnah Brura explains that's most of the leaves within a shear of three tefachim. If you've got much longer aravot, then it wouldn't matter. You still need three tefachim with good, or most of three tefachim with good leaves on it. Again, even if you've got one or two dried up, that's not the ideal way to have it, but it would certainly be kosher. Next question is with regard to nishru aleha, if the leaves have fallen off. It's very easy for leaves to fall off the lulav, and the poskim point out you need to be particularly careful with this when you shove it into the lulav, the aravot holder. It's very easy, if you push it in too aggressively, that leaves can come off there. And again, you want to make sure that you haven't lost most of the leaves within three tefachim. If you have, then it's pasul. But if you only lost one or two leaves, then it's not going to be a problem. Again, not necessarily hidur mitzvah to have lost leaves, but it won't invalidate it in any way. Now, the third point to discuss is, what if it's niktam rosha? Now, niktam rosha, where the top of the arava has been cut off, the Mishnah says that it's pasul. However, the Rambam and the Baratanura say that we don't paskin like this Mishnah, and that if niktam rosha, it's still kosher. Mishnah Brura points out that most of the Rishonim and the Achronim say that it is pasul, and you do need to be concerned. The Aruch HaShulchan says that if there's no others available, then you can rely on the view of the Rambam and even say a bracha on such aravot, but if there are others available, then they should be replaced. And we're talking here about not where one of the leaves has been cut off at the top, but it's where the actual branch has been cut. If it's just one of the top leaves, then it's not going to be a problem. It's no worse than one of the leaves having dropped off. The Mishnah Brura points out that the issue of Yavesh and Niktam Rosho, that if the leaves are dried up or the top is cut off, that according to most poskim, these are issues of Hadar, meaning that it's not beautiful. And there we've got a machloket in the Rishonim as to whether this is a problem only on the first day, which is the view of the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, or it's a problem for all 7 days, which is the view of the Rosh and the Rama. So for our purposes, a Niktam Rosho would be a problem that's throughout the 7 days, likewise if it's dried up. But for those who paskin like the Rambam and the Machaber, it wouldn't be a problem after the first day. However, if Nishru Rov Alehav, most of the leaves have fallen off, then the Ritva says that according to everybody, it would be a problem throughout the Chag, because it's not got the status any longer of being an Arava. You know, if you see a person, sometimes you see it, they've just got two twigs in their alongside their luluf. That's not an arava at all. He says, though, Mr. Burr says, according to Rabbeinu Manoach, even that is an issue of only of Hadar, which means, according to the Rambam, after the first day, it would be kosher. But again, Ashkenazim wouldn't pass in that way in any event. Ad kan, mo'adim l'simcha.